Video, Businesses Across U.S. Close for a Day Without Immigrants. By Amy Furr on February 3, 2025. Many businesses across America will be closed Monday for a day without immigrants to protest President Donald Trump's deportation policies. Workers in those businesses who are participating will stay at home. CBS News reported Sunday, noting some workplaces in Minnesota were shutting down for the allotted time. The movement highlights immigrant workers' contributions and their everyday impact on businesses, from restaurants to retail shops, the outlet said. Several restaurants in Washington, D.C., will also reportedly be closed for the day. And NBC Washington said the demonstration also urges immigrants to stay home from school. In addition, several Chicago businesses are also keeping their doors closed to join the protest that comes as the new Trump administration conducts promised arrests of undocumented immigrants for deportation, including across the Chicago area, Fox 32 reported Monday. Some businesses in California's Bay Area are also among those taking part, for NBC Bay Area. The same movement happened in 2017. Breitbart News reported at the time. The Day Without Immigrants protest demanding amnesty, lax immigration enforcement, and cheap labor practices fizzled in most U.S. cities, and now many demonstrators have lost their jobs for skipping work. Migrants who advocated for the wage-suppressing, cheap labor policies allowing them to work in the U.S. found themselves rapidly replaced by new workers. One business, the I Don't Care Bar and Grill in Catoosa, Oklahoma, fired several workers by text message, "You and your family are fired. I hope you enjoyed your day off, and you can enjoy many more. Love you." The next day, the restaurant posted an announcement looking for new workers on Facebook. The outlet reported that the Day Without Immigrants demonstration in 2022 failed to have any economic impact, largely because illegals moved to the United States to work, often on behalf of their families at home, or to pay off the employers who paid their smuggling bills, the Breitbart News article said at the time. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters across the nation marched in the streets on Sunday to show their disagreement with Trump's deportation policies, per Breitbart News.